Okay, so how is it to lie on your back on the floor? Is it getting any easier than when you first came in? No change? Start to notice, how are you lying on the floor today? If you're wearing glasses, you might want to take them off. And the reason I ask you to do that is because you get used to seeing things through your glasses, and we're trying to mix things up a little bit for you. The article in the Post this weekend talked about eye movements, and we're not going to really do, I don't think we're going to do that much with it this session, but if you want me to talk more about the eyes later, and how they're so tied in with this work, let me know after. And your knees can be bent or straight. And if you're comfortable with them long, go ahead and leave them long, because it gives you more real estate to check into against the floor. So just let yourself arrive, the luxury of just being here without anything to do but to focus on yourselves. Going inside, checking in to see where your weight is now. Are you getting better at checking in and noticing differences? Where's the weight resting the most in you? Where do you feel most of your weight resting into the floor? Maybe the pelvis. You saw how big that bone is. Does it feel equal on both sides of your pelvis, or does it feel heavier on one side? Or they just feel different and you don't really quite know, but they just seem different to you. And then notice your legs, and are they both resting into the floor the same way, or does one feel like the muscles are a little tighter and the tonus is a little more than the other leg? And if you have a problem with one leg or foot, is that what's happening with that foot or leg? Is that leg tighter or not able to let go as quickly? Now, you're going to bend one leg and stand one foot and keep the other leg long. And if you're having trouble with one particular knee or ankle or hip, do the side that you don't have trouble with. Okay, so bend that leg. And think about your skeleton, and you want to place your foot in a position where that leg can kind of stand up by itself, just using the bones. So you might want to play around with maybe taking your foot a little closer to yourself, a little further away, maybe a little more to the outside, the inside, looking for that nice architectural soundness of your bone. And now you're going to bend your ankle, so you're going to like flex your foot, so bring your toes towards your shin and then put your foot flat again. Okay, so just on the standing leg. Yeah, this is the standing leg, bending your ankle, your toes come towards your shin, and then you put your foot flat again. And then do it several times, you know, pause in between, and you're just getting warmed up. So this is about noticing what the mobility is in your ankle, not how far you can get it. Staying in that mid-range we talked about, okay? So not so far up, but just in that mid-range. We're looking at the movement of flexing your ankle, okay? And you notice if your toes want to go to the inside or outside. See if you can get your toes to come right straight towards your shin. Because here we're talking about lining up your joints, okay? So you want your ankle to bend going towards your knee, okay? So do it a couple more times. And then rest your foot. And now this movement's going to be a little harder to do. You're going to lift your heel and leave your toes on the floor and bring it back down. Same foot, standing leg. So this, we're working with this leg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, just do it a couple times and then, yeah. So you might need to reposition your foot a little bit closer to yourself to make this a comfortable movement. And it's not very big, right? So lift and then put it down and rest and then do it again. And the next time you want to try to do it a little more smoothly. Get it a little more clear in your nervous system. Sorry, what was that question?
If you get a cramp in your foot.
Which foot? The one you're doing?
The one I'm working on. And I lift the heel and then I get like a Charlie horse kind of.
Yeah. So try bringing your foot in a little closer. And then don't do it as much. Just a little bit. Okay? So we're looking for that connection between your hip and your heel. Eventually. Is that better? Anybody else having Charlie horses? Okay, take a rest, pause. Let that calm down. Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to alternate. So you're going to lift your toe, put it down, lift your heel a little bit, put it down. Find the place. You might need to reposition your foot to find a place that's comfortable for you. Okay, good. You're exploring. You don't usually lay on your back and do this. So these movements are all about preparing you to walk. We're going to take, but it's easier to lie on the floor because you don't have to deal with gravity. Okay, so we're working with coordinating these joints in a non-weight-bearing position. Okay, let that go. Lengthen your leg and just rest for a few minutes. And then bend the same knee again. And you're going to lengthen your leg, that bent leg, you're going to lengthen it a little bit. It's like you're going to straighten it, but don't straighten it all the way. Just go a little bit and then slide it back up, your foot back up. So slide your foot down. You want to keep your foot in contact with the floor at all times. The toe can lift a little bit, but keep the heel on. So just a couple times sliding your foot in. And lengthening it, and that's your hip joint, okay? So you're getting your hip joint warmed up. And then the next time you're long, slide your foot in, but don't slide your foot all the way back to where it was started, okay? So maybe it's about a foot length away from where your foot was to start with, okay? So there's probably about maybe, 10 or 11 inches between your knee and the ground. So it's a little longer, it's not as bent, your knee's not as bent as when we first started. And then now in this position, bend your ankle. So flex your ankle, bringing your toes towards your shin and come back down. Just lift the toes, don't do the heel in this position. So lift your toes, bring it back down. So now your leg is in more of a walking position, okay? So see if that feels any different than when your leg was closer to your bottom. Good. And then, let's see, just lengthen your leg and let that go. And then bend the same leg again. And you can put your foot up close to yourself, wherever it's stable. And now you're going to tilt your pelvis. So it's going to seem a little weird because you're in an asymmetrical situation, so don't try to make it perfect, but just kind of find out how you can tilt your pelvis back so your lower back comes closer to the floor, and then tilt your pelvis the other way. Okay, so back and forth, tilt your pelvis one way, your lower back comes closer to the floor, come through neutral, and then arch your back and tilt your pelvis the other way a little bit. So go back and forth between those two places. We did this a little bit, not last time, but the time before, and it's kind of like what we were doing in the chair too with the sit bones. Okay. So picture the skeleton, your skeleton, right? Picture your pelvis and how it's tilting back and forth. Notice how the movement goes through you, right? Because that pelvis is a big bone, and your legs connect into it, and your back connects, your spine connects into it as well. So sense how that all that's moving in there. And then let that go. Rest in this position. So you're going to combine those two now. You're going to combine flexing your ankle, bringing your toes away from the floor, and tilting your pelvis. So I'm asking you to sense the connection between the two, all right? And what are you finding? When you flex your foot, is your pelvis going back or going forward? Okay, how is that working? What are you finding?
Goes back.
Goes back. Okay. So tilt your pelvis back, your lower back comes closer to the floor while your ankle's flexed, right? And then when you drop your ankle, your pelvis releases and goes more into a neutral position, right? Okay, so do that a couple times and see if you can feel how connected those two are. That is actually one movement. Picture your leg bone coming into your pelvis, your ankle moving up and connecting to your knee, and then there goes your pelvis. Good. Can you switch then and lift your heel and see what your pelvis does if you go the other way? Okay. So that might be a smaller, might be harder to feel that one, huh? What? Are you getting a cramp?
I can't get my heel to move.
Bring your foot. Can you bring your foot in? Can you bring your foot in a little closer to yourself? Yeah. Well, you know, and you.
Then I can't do a thing here.
Okay. So just do a couple, okay?
Okay. It didn't hurt. It just doesn't.
Well, you had surgery, you know, and things got a little scrambled. Okay. Okay. And then, and rest a second. And if it's hard to imagine that, things just got a little scrambled, and be patient with yourself. And the whole purpose is to make those connections again. So especially if you've had an injury or you've had knee surgery, the brain got a little scrambled on connecting those things together, okay? And so forcing it is not going to help, but it's just doing maybe one and seeing, oh, maybe the next time that gets a little clearer. And by doing it smaller and slower, then the nervous system can relax enough to learn it. Okay? It's kind of like learning a whole new concept mentally. You know, you don't get it right the first time. You learn something, and then maybe you learn, your brain says, well, that didn't work. Let me try this. Then you keep getting better. It's the same learning process. Okay, so let's alternate. So you're going, no, same leg, but you're going to flex your ankle and your pelvis tilts back, right? And then come back to neutral and lift your heel and your pelvis tilts a little bit the other way. Okay, so real small, real slow. See if you can feel how those two relate to each other. And then let it go and rest on your back. You can lengthen your leg, rest. Because if you try making something happen, then that's when you're going to get a cramp, and you're going to cause some trouble. So just let it all go. Check in. How's your contact with the floor after just working with one leg? Are you noticing any differences now? Any changes? Are you how's your pelvis and your lower back? You've been moving it. Are the muscles feel like they're letting go and dropping into the floor a little more in your legs? Your lower back. How's your shoulders? And then feel the contact of your head and think of it as a ball and roll your head a little bit one side, come back to the center, roll it to the other side. See if you can roll it without actively engaging your neck muscles too much. And then let it come to rest in the middle. And let's go with the other leg. So switch legs, bend that knee, stand your foot. Feel your contact with your foot on the floor. Does anyone need a support under your long leg? I have a bolster I can put under your knee if it's uncomfortable. Okay, so let's see how this ankle works. So bend your ankle, so you're lifting your toes, putting them back down. See how this foot is, especially if this is the foot you might have had some issues with. It may not work the same way. So keep your senses open. See how this foot likes to move. Go slower. So the toes are coming straight up towards your shin. Can you start to feel the connection in your hip already? On this side, now that you know what's going on, what's your hip doing? Is it harder to feel this connection on this side? And then lift your heel and bring your heel back down. Lift your heel. Can you sense anything happening past your knee when you lift your heel? Do you need to reposition your foot on this side so that you can sense something different? And then pause, just pause and rest for a few moments before you alternate lifting your toe and then lifting your heel. and then let that go and lengthen your leg and take a rest. The health of our legs really depends on how lined up we are with our hips, our knees, and our ankles. And that has a lot to do with our balance too. So the more we can connect those joints, again, talking to each other, lining up, one not working any more than the other, the healthier your knees can be, okay? Your whole legs. Your sense of balance. Okay, bend that same leg again. And slide your foot out to lengthen your leg and slide it back in to bend your knee again. So just a couple of times, feeling how that connects in with the hip joint when you do that. See if you can let go of any extra effort you're putting in. So maybe, are you still breathing? Are you clenching your jaw? See if there's any place you can just let go of to just make this as simple a movement as possible. And then stop with your leg out a little further than you first had it. Your foot's flat. And you're going to flex your ankle from here. So lifting your toes, bringing them back down. What's the connection like with your leg out a little further? Can you sense it in your hip joint? Nice. Okay, and now let's just pause for a second. And now you're just going to tilt your pelvis back and forward a couple times. So tilt your pelvis back, your lower back goes closer to the floor. And again, you're in an asymmetrical position, so it's not going to be perfect. Just find your way on how you can tilt your pelvis back and forth in this different position. So what you're doing is it's helping you get in that hip joint more and find different ways where that leg, where it comes into your hip. So you might find yourself moving your back a little more. Okay? And then if you can connect them both now. So you're going to lift your toes, tilt your pelvis back so your lower back comes close to the floor. So just lift your toes. Don't do your heel just yet. So lifting your toes, pelvis goes back. Toes come back to neutral. Your pelvis comes back to neutral. See if you can feel like that. That's one movement. The ankle and the pelvis moving. That's one big movement. They're talking to each other. One moves, the other moves. One doesn't move more than the other. So maybe you don't need to bend your ankle as much, but you need to think about moving your pelvis more. How can you distribute that effort equally between both those joints? Good. And then, if you want to try, when your pelvis goes the other way, so see if you can lift your heel a little bit off the ground. Some of you may be able to do that one. That's the advanced thing. Okay, so when the heel comes up, the pelvis goes forward, which means your back is arching a little bit. And then when you come back to neutral, your heel's flat, pelvis comes back to neutral. And then when you tilt when you lift your toes, your pelvis tilts backwards. And then let it go. Stretch your legs out and rest. So this is the end of the first part, and I'm going to stop the recording.